This is Dr. Lee Kidney History, physical patient name Weller, W-E-L-L-E-R, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, date of birth 1/20/1950, place Franklinwood, Genesis, date of service 5/17/2023. History of present illness, this is a 73-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital, was complaining of weak and frequent fall for the last 2 weeks. Patient has a previous history of multiple CVA in the past, also known hypertension, hypothyroidism, right Bell's palsy, COPD, CKD, depression. Because of multiple fall, patient was evaluated in the ED and subsequently admitted. He denies any episode of syncope. He was complaining of generalized weakness. Patient at admission has a lab done, creatinine 1.9. He has a gait instability. CT had no acute intracranial abnormality. Mild progressive dilatation of the ventricle system. Concerning of normal pressure, hydrocephalus. MRI brain. No acute hemorrhage or acute infarct noted. Microvascular ischemic changes noted. Remote left inferior cerebellar infarct identified on MRI. Left inferior cerebellar infarct. Neurology consulted and they recommended PTOT and they recommended subacute rehab. After stabilization, patient was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Excellent past medical history. Number one, CVA with the right side weakness. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, previous history of multiple CVA and TIA. Next line, history of right side Bell's palsy. Next line, prostatic hypertrophy, benign. Next line, COPD. Next line, CKD stage 3. Next line, urinary incontinence and depression. Medication upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff Q 6 hour, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, azelastine, azelastine, 137 mcg inhalation 0.1, nasal spray daily, bupropion 300 mg daily, vitamin D 2000 units daily, colase 100 mg daily, PRN, L-eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N, eplerenone 25 mg daily, gabapentin 100 mg 2 capsules daily in the evening, levothyroxine 75 mcg daily, lidocaine patch 5% for the back, for the pain in the back, Loperamide 2 mg Q6 appear and for diarrhea if needed. Mirabegron, M-I-R-A-B-E-G-R-N, Mirabegron 50 mg daily. Nifedipine XL 60 mg 2 tablet daily. Protonix 40 mg daily. Quetiapine 25 mg QPM. Flomax 0.4 mg daily. Tiotropium sapriva, respimat inhaler daily. Next line, allergies. Number one, Arthotec. Number two, Benicar. Number three, Cardura. Number four, Ceftin. Number five, Diovan. Number six, Mobec. Number seven, Narvasc. Number eight, Vantin, V-A-N-T-N. Number nine, Zestril. Number 10, Doxycycline. Number 11, Minocycline. Number 12, Penicillin. Number 13, Tetracycline. Patient has multiple drug allergies. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug, rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear nasalization, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm pain, musculoskeletal, ambulatory dysfunction with some right side weakness, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pulse, ear, no pulse, dyspepsia, Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented time 3, cooperative, his blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse 84, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse of 97% room air. Neck pain, headache, macromophalic, eyes are nectaric, no, ear is a discharge, throat macerated, neck supple is AVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels from past to extremities, no edema. Neuro, he's awake, alert in time 3. He does have right side minimal weakness from the previous stroke. Assessment and plan. Patient is admitted. Number 1, ambulatory dysfunction with the frequent fall. Next line, normal pressure hydrocephalus. Next line, gait instability. Next line, hypokalemia and diarrhea at presentation to the hospital improved. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, CKD. Next line, hypertension. Next line, COPD. Next line, history of previous CVA. Left sided resulting in right side weakness. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Monitor lab electrolytes. Fall percussion, extensive therapy, recent lab done in the rehab, sodium is 137, potassium 3.3, BUN 28, cadmium 1.6, WC count 9.2, hemoglobin 11, hematocrit 36. Patient lab, CBC will be monitored, hypokalemia will be supplemented, and we'll do follow-up BMP.